a strange story out of Baltimore, and it's just makes you wonder about doing a good deed these days. It goes like this. They fought to save a life, and now they say they'll fight the fine. It all revolves around the rescue of a deer trapped in icy waters last Thursday. Alex Demetric reports that the good deed was rewarded with tickets. Strangers banded together, or some would say banded together, to pull a deer out of the freezing water of the Patapsco River on Thursday night. We saw the deer going under, said Kili Abzupkan. I'm just butchering these names, I'm sorry. It couldn't maintain. It was starting to freeze, and it was really getting bad. We had our oars and shovels, and we used those to break the ice for the deer to get out. But in the excited aftermath of the rescue, a natural resources police officer on the scene wrote both men a ticket. And he didn't say anything, Jim Hart said. We went in and out of the water numerous times. He didn't stop us. They say they were ticketed for not wearing life vests, although both are over the age of mandatory use of flotation devices. No, we didn't have vests on, but we're not 16 years of age, one of them said. There were personal flotation devices on board. The ticket itself doesn't check off any specific violation, just a $90 fine. They'll fight it in court as they fought for the deer. The two men ticketed say they will fight the citations at a court hearing set for February 18th. So they go out and try to save this deer. There's a picture of them there, and they end up getting a ticket for not wearing a life vest. Well, the deer didn't have a life vest on, and neither did these guys. A good deed. It's going to cost them $90, or hopefully they'll get off it. Sounds like an overzealous policeman, maybe a little bit. Hard to say, but nevertheless, a good deed. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.